We now turn to John McDonald. He's the plaintiff in the lawsuit against Domino's. Mr. McDonald joins us from NPR West. His attorney, Matthew Callister, also joins us via phone from Las Vegas. We should note that we invited Domino's to be a part of this program. They declined, but they did send statements from their vice president of communications, Tim McIntyre, and his suggestion, no surprise here, that Domino's does not see this as a racial discrimination suit, and they believe that they have lived up to their side of the contract. Mr. McDonald, welcome to the program. There are a suggestion also is that there has been a $45,000 payout to you and your corporation, and that should end that.
Yeah, thank you. With regards to the $45,000 payout, once I filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on JWM Investments, the court appointed a trustee. And the trustee was the one that accepted the $45,000 payment offer from Domino's Pizza Corporation. Mm-hmm. I also want to point out that this trustee was someone that Domino's attorney favored and recommended to be selected as the trustee in this case. And I certainly opposed the settlement and wrote statements indicating such. But as people well know, I mean, I have no say so where a trust has been, appointed in a situation like that.
Mr. McDonald, we should note that it is the argument from your side that obviously you had the contract through the corporation that you were sole proprietor of, but by extension, you see this clearly as a discrimination case.
I do because of some of the facts that took place. Ed, I mean, once we entered into the first lease agreement with Domino's, we delivered that first store. In time for their worldwide convention, which was held there in Las Vegas, whereas over 6,000 conventioneers was paraded through this store by Domino's executives. We attended that that convention, my wife and I, and at this point in time, we were the only African-Americans that were in attendance there out of over 6,000 people, which gave Domino's executives their first opportunity to see that we were black. I developed a relationship with one of the local managers there in the Las Vegas market for Domino's Pizza, and that's how I got I was offered the opportunity to become a preferred developer for Domino's, which I jumped at the opportunity. I mean, we had the experience, we had a track record, proven track record, and the financial capability to do and live up to the commitments we made with Domino's, which we did do.
Mr. Callister, let me turn my attention to you with a little over a minute to go. The idea that you had the opportunity to argue this case in front of the Supreme Court on Tuesday, and I understand that you were appreciative of the questions that were back and forth, particularly from the Supreme Court Chief Justice.
One of the most interesting things, Ed, was the fact that the Chief Justice noted, in fact, raised himself the fact that John personally, not John's corporation, suffered, of course, significant individual damages, financial losses, because of personal guarantees, millions of dollars of personal guarantees. And then Justice Ginsburg raised the question, is it corporations or is it persons who have race, who have color? I think that's the key point here. In 1866, when this law was created, in our nation's first civil rights law, there was a recognition by Congress that there is no racial equality absent economic equality. Now, fast forward 150 years later, as opposed to in 1866, where maybe the Rockefellers incorporated, now everybody incorporates when they do business. And the key issue here is, should not John the person, the individual who suffered these millions of dollars of personal financial losses, have the right to individually say, no, separate from my corporation, I was the target of the racial discrimination, I suffered these losses. My allegation is that Domino's caused these damages to occur because of my race. I want my individual action heard, of course, in response to Justice Ginsburg. I'm the person who's black here. Yeah. I'm the target, and I have an individual cause of action.
Gentlemen, let me do this. We are told that it is believed, and who knows with the Supreme Court, that in fact this may be a quick decision. I'd like to extend an invitation when, in fact, the court does come down with its decision, rather, to come back and talk with us then.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you both. Appreciate it.